from the Sky News Centre at 6. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab thinks the Kremlin has a clear case to answer after Germany said a Russian politician was poisoned. The German defence ministers revealed the results of tests carried out on Alexei Navalny.
Results show that without a doubt, a chemical nerve agent from the Novichok group was used. The German government is of the unanimous opinion over this disturbing event that Mr. Navalny was a victim of a chemical attack in Russia.
He's a big critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and is now being treated in Berlin after falling ill on a plane last month. Moscow says Germany should share any information it has. Harry and Meghan have signed a deal with Netflix to create a range of programmes, including documentaries and children's shows. They say their focus will be on issues that resonate with them personally and highlight diverse voices. Our royal correspondent, Rhiannon Mills, has more.
For them, this, in a way, is an ideal partnership. It gives them a platform to talk about those issues, those stories, those causes that matter to them. And that has been the big problem for them in the past. And that's why, in some ways, they felt constrained within the royal family, while they wanted to step away.
People in Bolton and Trafford will have to continue with coronavirus restrictions just hours after the government lifted rules. The health secretary's announced a U-turn because of a significant change in infection rates. The Labour leader says Boris Johnson is governing in hindsight after a series of U-turns over the summer. But the Prime Minister's hit back and accused Sir Keir Starmer of jumping on bandwagons. Heathrow could axe 1,200 jobs. The airport's failed to reach a deal with trade unions after talks about paying conditions. And Lionel Messi's father, who's also his agent, is in Barcelona for talks about his son's future. The Argentine superstar wants to leave the Catalan giants, but the club aren't keen to let him go for free. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, I'm in the studio with World Wide Web on Phoenix 98FM. Thank you Ian Lee for his amazing show just previously. First song this week, as always, is Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap clouds are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share.
Together we'll mend your heart. Because when the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, I hope you are having a lovely Wednesday evening. It's 6 p.m. What does that mean? It's time for World Wide Web on Phoenix 98 FM with Ella Webb. That's me. And my amazing co-host, my dad.
Thank you. Hello. It's raining. I can hear it's raining outside.
Yes.
What's going on?
It's not the best weather, but at least you're here for World Wide Web.
There you go.
Amazing. Yes.
What a show we've got lined up.
Yep, an amazing show this week. So, some people may have had their first day maybe at secondary school. So, well done if you've had your first day at secondary school. I can remember it was a very scary experience going from one school to another, from one school where you're the oldest pupils to another school where you're the youngest again. And then somewhere maybe you're the first in, so it's your first time in year 10 or another year like that.
Maybe if you're listening and you've been to school today, let us know what it's like.
Yeah, let us know what it's like. Is it a bit, is it different? How are the tables laid out? Some people have only gone to school for half a day. That's just how their school started today. But just tell us what it was like. So, talking about schools, our main story this week is students head back to school. So, the UK Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said it is vital that young people in the UK go back to school at the start of the autumn term. Many pupils have had their education disrupted this year as of coronavirus. The announcement came on the same day as some pupils in Northern Ireland returned to school. Schools in Scotland reopened in August, and English and Welsh schools go back in September. So why is school so important? So Johnson spoke about the importance of school for pupils' physical and mental health, as well as their education. He said pupils did not exercise as much as at home, and that of some schools' closures might have put pressure on mental well-being. Psychologists who study mental conditions in human behaviour say this pressure may come from missing friends, teachers and normal routines. Separate research shows that 52% of the pupils struggled to study at home and 64% of those aged over 16 thought continued homeschooling would have a negative effect on their future. So that's quite bad that number. So 64% of those age over 16 thought it would have a negative effect on their future, which I can not agree with, but I can see what they're talking about, because like, they could not pass their GCSEs, they might not pass their A levels, they might not get into the college or the university they want to get into because of homeschooling. They haven't maybe taken exams. And they've got, as we talked about last week, predicted grades and like computer grades, which were then changed.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, so some people choose to homeschool.
Yes.
And that's fine. They're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But having it enforced upon you for a significant period of time when you're not used to it, that's really tough.
Yeah.
And I think the key thing to note in that is that it's children's mental health as well as physical health that people are concerned about. You know, we're sociable creatures, sociable animals as a race, and to not have the opportunity to socialise with our friends for a significant period of time, that's tough, and that affects everyone.
Yes. It doesn't, not just students, like adults have like suffered from that as well, not being able to go out and see friends and stuff like that. So is it safe to go back to school? Researchers around the world have been analysing how the virus affects young people. Many have found that children are much less likely to catch the virus than adults, and therefore much less likely to pass it on. In several European countries, including Austria, Denmark and the Netherlands, authorities say that they have found little or no evidence for the increasing number of coronavirus cases after the schools reopened. The European Centre of Disease Prevention and Control, whose mission is to make countries better at fighting diseases, say that with the right safety measures, schools should not be any more risky than restaurants or cinemas. Looking at the data from other countries, the UK government's scientific advisers have concluded that reopening schools makes little difference to community transmissions. So it does show that schools, some people are worried about, oh, but are schools safe? Is there a risk of someone in the school having or catching the virus, which then means it could spread to, that people might be worried that it could spread to them and their family or something like that, which is a scary thing. Like if there's someone in your family which is vulnerable or something like that, and someone you live with who's vulnerable, you don't want to risk catching it. So some people are worried that is it actually safe, which it is safe, because that's what that answer was about. It is safe because young people are less likely than adults to catch it. So, and that also means to spread it.
Yeah.
So in schools, there's less likely to have the coronavirus spread.
That's right. It's the paranoia of the unknown. I think that's what everyone's worried about. The fact is that the same people that are expressing serious concern about children going back to school are probably the same people that are quite happy to go to the pub or a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because that's an environment they feel more in control of, perhaps.
Yes.
So it's all unknown, but you know, the latest story this week is about herd immunity, and actually that the more people that aren't in the vulnerable category that do get the virus, will actually make us more immune to it longer term.
Yes. So how will schools keep everyone safe? So schools in the UK reopened to some pupils from June. So there are already guidelines in place to stop people from catching or spreading coronavirus. These include different break times for different classes, more hand washing, and keeping students in groups or bubbles. This is so that if one person in the bubble gets ill, they will not spread the virus to those outside their bubble. If there are two or more confirmed cases of COVID-19 in 14 days, the school will work with health protection teams to decide what to do. In Scottish secondary schools, students must wear masks between classes, and in Northern Ireland, masks are encouraged. In England, individual schools can decide whether masks should be worn. However, in parts of the country, there is a local lockdown has been imposed because of the risk of infection. Pupils must be masked in communal areas. So at my school, we had an email, and it says you can wear masks if you're worried whether you're catching it or you just want to. So you don't have to. They're not saying, oh, you have to wear it, but it's whether you'd like to or not. So you can take it to school, and if you know you're going to go down a corridor where you think there's going to be a lot of people, then you can put it on. But then if you know, okay, this corridor isn't that busy and I know there's not going to be many people down there, then you don't have to wear it. So it's up to you whether you want to wear it or not.
Yeah, that's the sensible thing to do. Personal choice.
Yes. So what is happening in other countries? So many countries have reopened schools with special measures to keep everyone safe. In Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus was first reported, schools reopened in May with closed canteens, so people ate at their desks. In April, Denmark schools were the first European school to reopen. Pupils do not have to wear masks and are asked to wash their hands often. New Zealand schools also reopened in April with very few special measures because the number of infections was low. In Germany, students returned in July and have grouped in bubbles. Within these bubbles, there is no social distancing rules, which I understand that there's no need for social distancing rules. But I think there probably would be in those bubbles some students who would prefer to social distance. They probably then said to the teacher, I prefer to social distance. Can everyone social distance from me? So it's not you can social distance if you want to, but then you don't have to if you're in these bubbles in Germany. So, yes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited to go back to school. I'm excited just to see how the layout is and see friends again and kind of get back to the routine of things. Just because when we were at home, it's harder to, it's not harder to work, but we're not learning as much. Like, especially this year, we would have learned a lot more than we did at home, because it was just not impossible, but it would have been hard to teach a brand new subject at home, because although you could have emailed the teacher, it's not as easy as just speaking to them in class about if you don't understand something.
No, it's a very different environment, and it's been very challenging.
Yes. So our first different song, because Rihanna is always our first song, because it says my name in, is Lush Life by Zara Larsson.
My day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. It was a crush, but I couldn't get enough. It was a rush, but I gave it up. It was a crush. Now I might have wanna say too much, but that's all it was, so I gave it up. I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. Kept saying I'ma stay in touch, but that thing went bust, so I gave it up. Ooh, no tricks, no bluff, I'm just better off without them cuffs. Yeah, the sun won't set on us.
Lush Life by Zara Larsson here on Phoenix 98 FM. Next up, we have this week's Around the World update. So this is just little stories from around the world. So our first one this week is a race between continents. So more than 1,700 people took part in a 4-mile-long swimming race in Turkey on the 23rd of August. The cross-continental swim is the world's only swimming race to take part between two continents. The city is partly in Europe and partly in Asia. The two continents are separated by the stretch of water This was the 32nd year of the swimming event has taken place. So that's our first one. What's our second one for this week?
So we are off to Bethlehem. It's not even Christmas. We're going to Bethlehem. Where a man called Yaman Alabed has organised a surprise exhibition featuring 20 photos by the unknown, the elusive British street artist Banksy. And the reason he's done this is because Banksy sold a couple of his paintings at an auction in London last month and donated £2.2 million of the proceeds to a hospital in Bethlehem. So they wanted to organise this exhibition in Bethlehem to say thank you and to show Banksy that his support was appreciated.
How has he not got caught doing the paintings?
It's a very, very interesting point.
But yeah, how has no one actually seen him and gone, oh, you're Banksy, you're painting this picture?
Yeah, he does it in the dead of night when nobody's watching.
How can he paint them?
Well, exactly. Yes, good point. Who knows?
Yes. And our final around the world story is algae makes beach glow blue. The waves coming from the Fountain Town Beach in County Cork, Ireland, have been glowing blue at night thanks to bioluminescence. I don't know. This is when small organisms in the water, such as algae and plankton, naturally give off light. People gathered in the beach late at night on the 16th of August after a picture of the waves was posted on social media. The photographer, Jolene Corrin, went paddleboarding and said it was like a disco when her paddle hit the waves. That's cool. It must be so pretty, just like it's glowing. It's like someone's put LED lights in the water. So that is cool.
Crazy.
So that's all from our Around the World this week. But next up, we have this. Yep. Burn by Ellie Goulding. Next up, then after that, we have Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
We don't have to worry about nothing. Cause we got the fire, and we burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up. Like we're the stars of the human race, human race. When the lights turn it down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, burn. On the floor acting crazy, get a logo to the lights out. Music's on, I'm waking up. We stop the fire, then we burn it up. When we're sober now, we got the love. There's no sleeping now, no sleeping now. Sleep when the lights turn it down. They don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud. Giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the match, play it loud. Giving love to the world. We're gonna let it burn. Can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So they can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So they can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So they can't put it out, out, out.
cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn. When the lights turn down, they will know what they heard. Shout the march, fade it down. Giving love to the world. Put the lights in our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, when you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop, stop, stop. Lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance. So keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So keep dancing.
We have this week's food talk. Very, very interesting. I could have chosen
spit it out
from two.
Not the food.
No, I couldn't choose food.
food.
Sadly. But I could have chosen two stories, but I went with this one. So, Swiss town coated in cocoa snow. So, residents in a town of Olten in Switzerland were shocked when cocoa powder started falling from the sky. It turns out the cocoa snow came from a nearby chocolate factory after something went wrong with the ventilation system near where the cocoa beans were roasted. Cocoa beans are used to make chocolate. This sent fine cocoa dust into the air and covered an area close to the factory. The company says the ventilation system has been repaired. Oh, if I go to Switzerland, I can't just open my mouth and get cocoa powder.
Not sure you'd want straight cocoa powder. That's a bit bitter.
But like, you couldn't just like get a cup and then add some milk and some sugar. I bet you some people would have done that. I actually just like put a cup down. Wait for it to fall in. I made hot chocolate. Easy.
It's an interesting concept.
Yes. But why do we not have any chocolate factories near us?
Don't know.
I was watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory this morning, actually. Yeah. Yes, I just knew it. I knew that we were going to talk about it.
Subliminal.
This. Yeah. But what would you have done if all of a sudden... if we did live near a chocolate factory, if all of a sudden it just started raining cocoa powder?
I don't know.
Or snowing cocoa powder, shall I say?
I really don't know. Having just had the back of the house painted, I don't think I'd be very happy because it'd be turning brown.
We'll just jet wash it.
Okay, yeah. Add it to the list of jobs that I need to do.
Might as well clear out the shed.
Oh, yeah, thanks, yeah.
You're welcome.
I don't know. It'd be bizarre, wouldn't it, if it just like was... snowing cocoa powder.
Brown snow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be a bit odd.
Yes.
I think there would be a lot of people standing outside with their mouths open or whatever, and a lot of people hiding indoors. Go for a walk with an umbrella up. And but inside out, so you're just catching all the cocoa powder in your umbrella.
Okay, you can go to Switzerland and get them to unrepair it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll bother, thanks.
Oh. Well, talking about cocoa powder, when you have a hot chocolate, if you just buy a straight cocoa powder, you have to have sugar, but preferably not watermelon sugar.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar. Strawberries on a summer evening, baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling. Sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar. High. Watermelon sugar. High. Watermelon sugar. High.
Hi.
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 Yes. So, Watermelon Sugar High by Harry Styles here on Phoenix FM. Next up, as always, we've got this week's two little stories. So, our first one, if you are here from Ian's show as well, you would have heard a piece of Lego falls out of a boy's nose after 2 years.
That's just gross. 2 years. That is seriously gross.
Yes. So, a Lego hand finally fell out of a New Zealand boy's nose.
A Lego what? Hand?
Yes. After 2 years, after it got stuck up there. In 2018, Samir Anwar was playing with his Lego and then decided to put a plastic piece up his nose.
Nice. Good decision, why? That. Yeah.
Yeah, why exactly? The doctors told them that if the Lego piece was inside, it would come out quickly. 2 years later, Amir sniffed a cupcake and his nose felt uncomfortable. He blew it and out shot a tiny piece of Lego. We never expected such a thing, Amir told the Guardian newspaper. The Lego piece looked a bit gross.
A bit gross.
It's been up there for 2 years. But that's how it is. Unbelievable.
Hmm.
But so the doctor said that they couldn't see it. That they couldn't see anything up there. So that's why, a little back information, that's why they didn't do anything. So
they obviously didn't look very hard, did they?
Clearly. And our second one. This one is a bit funny when I just tell you the name. Tokyo's Transparent Toilets. What do you first think of that? Transparent
that's,
toilets?
That's equally gross.
In Tokyo, Japan, some public toilet cubicles have been installed that are entirely see-through. The transparent toilets have been created so that people can check how clean the facilities are before they go in. Once someone is inside and lock the door, a special high-tech glass becomes opaque. Each of the toilets has been made using a different coloured glass. Nipton Foundation, the company that made them, said that at night the toilets light up the park like a beautiful lantern. They are quite nice colours. From the pictures, which you can't see, the ones you can see is a purple, a pinky red and an orangey yellow, which... At least they do go opaque, so you can't see through them when someone's actually on the toilet. It's a bit like, no thanks, I don't really want to. But that sounds quite cool. Mm-hmm. Like, at least they go... It means you can see in, so if it's not nice, like there's all toilet paper or stuff on the floor, then you know, okay, I don't really want to go into that one because it's not very nice, instead of having to open the door, see in, and then shut the door and then go again. And they do look really pretty from the pictures. Look, listeners, you can't see the picture, but it does look very nice.
Yeah, I mean, so when I'm going long distance on the train or something, I get nervous enough going to the toilet, worried that the door lock might not work, let alone that the opaque glass might fail and people can see me inside.
That is a point, though.
Mm.
So hopefully it does actually work properly.
You'd like to think so.
But especially at night, they would light up and it would look really nice in a park. It would be like a nice feature to the mm-hmm. park, making it light up and just like some nice lanterns, but which are on the ground and a different colours. Like, who doesn't like different coloured lights? Not colour changing, but multicoloured lights. Do you like multicoloured lights?
Yes.
Good, so you should. If you said no, I'd be a bit worried.
I daren't say no, because you just said, who doesn't? Oh, yeah, everyone.
Clearly you don't.
Yes.
Our next
colourful toilets. Yes. Nice.
We might have an extra story after this, but our next two songs. First one is Hello by Adele, and our one after that is Live While We're Young by One Direction.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything
They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart. But it don't matter, it clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Yeah, we'll be doing what we do. Just pretend. while we're young.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello by Adele and Live While We're Young by One Direction. Such a good song by One Direction.
Yep.
Yes.
Must
so
admit.
As we have a little bit of time, we've got one extra story for you.
Yeah.
What is it?
So it's just a bonkers little story that I found. A German YouTuber who rather pretentiously goes by just the name Patrick, obviously thinks he's like
Patrick.
Prince or Madonna or something, just one name's enough.
Patrick.
Jesus. He's invented a new kind of piano, he's claiming, which he's called the Bockwurst Klavier. Bockwurst being a type of sausage in Germany. And this new type of piano is 10 sausages, which he's plugged wires into, and when he presses them, they play, in inverted commas, musical notes. And he said it's just a piano.
Ooh,
apparently you can even
weird.
Play chords on it by playing more than one at a time, pressing more than one of the sausages at a time.
Why would you even do that?
That's an excellent point. Why would you? I just sincerely hope once he's finished playing his piano that he washes his hands.
Yes.
It doesn't actually say whether the sausages are raw or cooked, which is
from the
another concern.
That you've shown me, it looks like they're raw.
It does.
They don't look cooked.
No.
So, no, sorry.
It's another rather unpleasant story.
Another weird story. But that's what World Wide Web is about. A lot of weird stories. But sadly, that is all from me this week. But I'll be back next week with more from the week, Junior. I will now leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour. And remember, every week, every Wednesday, 6 till 7 p.m., it's a new week with some new news from the week, Junior, on World Wide Web. So have a lovely evening, have a lovely rest of the week. If you've gone back to school, have a great time at school. Or if you go back to school on Monday like I do, enjoy the rest of your summer holidays. Stay safe. Goodbye. Next up, we have Lips Are Moving by Meghan Trainor and Dark Horse by Katy Perry featuring Juicy J.
About this bass. You really think I could be replaced? Nah, I come from outer space and I'm a classy girl. I'ma hold it up. You full of something, but it ain't love. And what we got is straight overdue. Go find somebody new.
You can buy me diamond earrings and nah, nah, nah.
Lucy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
Cause I'm
capable of anything. Of anything. And everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only.
Don't make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
No going back.
You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in a